We don't look in the right places. In The Diversity of Life, Wilson describes how one botanist spent a few days tramping around 10 hectares of jungle in Borneo and discovered 1,000 new species of flowering plant, more than are found in the whole of North America. The plants weren't hard to find, it's just that no one had looked there before. Cohen Mace of the Kenyan National Museum told me that he went to one flower forest, as mountaintop forests are known in Kenya, and in a half hour of not particularly dedicated looking, found 4 new species of millipedes, 3 representing new genera, and 1 new species of tree. Big tree, he added, and shaped his arms as if about to dance with a very large partner. Cloud forests are found on the tops of plateaus and have sometimes been isolated for millions of years. They provide the ideal climate for biology, and they have hardly been studied, he said. Overall, tropical rainforests cover only about 6% of Earth's surface, but harbour more than half of its animal life, and about 2/3 of its flowering plants, and most of this life remains unknown to us because too few researchers spend time in them. Not incidentally, much of this could be quite valuable. At least 99% of flowering plants have never been tested for their medicinal properties. Because they can't flee from predators, plants have had to contrive chemical defences, and so are particularly enriched in intriguing compounds.